This is CNN.
Oh yeah!
Dope CNN radio show.
Hot topics, new music, all day. Doing it live. Rowdy boy J Double W for the best in news and entertainment, and of course the hottest in hip hop and R&B on the show that knows how to keep it a little bit West Coast. West Coast. So tune in every week and be a part of the show that's keeping the West Coast pop when your radio station's not. The only place you can do it, baby, Dub CNN Radio. Dub CNN Radio.
You might find me in a Century Club. Fresh kicks, fresh cut, pocket full of dubs. Box of Altoids for my paranoid niggas acting foul. Stop smoking if you can't be proud. Adult star night, not another bar fight. Inglewood plants acting right in the spotlight. Me, I'm brighter than invisible set. I'm visibly wet, swirling, and I'm looking for my pet. I'm faster than massa with a whip on her. Ask her if she's sipping, we chip her. If she not, we move past her. And I ain't hating, I'm just digging your ass, girl. Is that the collagen shot? Is that what your mama got? I'm so rugged, bullet wounded back of the axe handle. Blunt force trauma kinda thuggin'. And I ain't never been with the cat druggin'. Be real quicks to keep your mean muggin'. California clown and bounce to sundown in the moonlight groovin'. Trippin' off the saloon fight, we fandango. The next day hangover got me feeling like I hit a train in the Range Rover.
Feel free to lose your mind, let your brain go. Rock the tango, do the fandango. Triple step right, left, then you let your dango. Spin around till you get a hangover. Take your do-rag off, let your brain grow. Tango, do the fandango. Triple step right, left, then you let your man go. Spin around till you get a hangover.
Watch me climb out the whip with the bird on my hip. She wanna set it off in the club, don't trip. We crack a bottle and all my fam take a sip. Any haters wanna pop at the lip, we come equipped. We get the paper and savor the flavor, but never forget about the haters who constantly imitate us. Homie, we creators and players and rhyme sayers. Fillets words, let me say it in terms that you can understand so clearly. You feeling me, fam? She's on the floor cause of my homie Quick Man. She needs some more, but you don't really understand. Yeah, seen it before, but now it's getting out of hand. Mommy's looking for more, and she's posing for the cam. Little B got the dance floor slam. No tango, straight fandango. Birds flock to us like heads to kangos. Come on.
Feel free to lose your mind, let your brain go. Fuck the tango, do the fandango. Triple step right, left, then you let your dang go. Spin around till you get a hangover. Take your do-rag off, let your brain grow. Fuck the tango, do the fandango. Triple step right, left, then you let your man go. Spin around till you get a hangover.
I'm a master in disguise, moving swiftly till the thighs move faster than me. Then I recognize that I ain't really got nothing to hide but the frat worst, skinny girl second, fat girls first. And Compton is still on my mind. I remember when we used to get scared when they got behind us. One time saying they been trying to find us, but they got the wrong niggas, never mind us. My tongue tumbles like I'm Bumblebee, stung, rip out the stinger. You keep talking shit, I whip out the ringer. How many times does it have to end right before 12 a.m.? Why you packing a Slim Jim? I gets down on the mic like I went down on the bike. Road rash, skin peeling tonight. The club ain't never cracking till the haters be gone. We need to build the Eliminator hater life and put it on.
Feel free to lose your mind, let your brain go. Fuck the tango, do the fandango. Triple step right, left, then you let your thing go. Spin around till you get a hangover. Take your do-rag off, let your brain grow. Fuck the tango, do the fandango. Triple step right, left, then you let your man go. Spin around till you get a hangover.
And you're listening to the all-new Dub CNN Radio Show. I am your host, J Double, in the building with my co-pilot.
As always, it's your boy, Royal Wild War. I'm in the building.
And we're on the line with young Damian Young, the world-famous DMZA, in the building.
Cool. I know that guy.
Cool. You know what I'm saying?
I heard he done some cool things. I heard he did some cool things, but that's all. Cool.
You know, he knows a couple of people. You know, wrote a book or something.
Yeah. Causing a little controversy, you know.
He wrote a book and he's not dead yet?
You know? Yes. It's so quick, so fast, you know, but we had to get you on the show. You know, of course, I think
just hearing it firsthand is making it extra special, man. And you know, this is actually the first show of the new year for the Dub CNN Radio Show.
Yes.
And what a way to bring it in.
As we told the fans, we bringing it in with a bang. Let's do it.
You know what I'm saying? And we talking to the dude that, you know, he's broken records on the air for Big Pun. He, you know, he's chopped it up with B.I.G. literally the day before he passed away. Wow. He knew Michael Jackson.
No, Michael Jackson knew him.
Yeah, Michael Jackson knew him.
Well, let's go back. First, Big Pun.
You know?
Big Pun, rest in peace.
Yes,
I
sir.
Mean, you talk about a man who was pretty much one of the forefathers of the Latin movement.
Yeah.
I mean, and just a really humble, great guy. I mean, we actually met very weirdly, but it was a lot of fun. I mean, the very first time I ever heard Big Pun was they brought me a video cassette of Still Not a Player. And I took it off the video cassette player, put it on a cassette player, and put it on the radio. And everybody was just like, what are you doing? We don't even have CDs on this yet. You got a video, so you better get some CDs ready because I'm playing it right now.
And that's hot. I mean, and that literally, that was the first time it was played on the West Coast, was when you did it?
First time it was ever played, period. We played it before I met each other.
Oh, wow. That's what I'm talking about. That's who we got on the line.
You know, when they said Pun was coming, Big B, rest in peace, also said I need some help. And, you know, we just did it. I mean, we put him on 30 stations out of the gate. I mean, just the visual of it, his video, just the way he was and his persona just made it so cool. And especially from Latin hip-hop at the time, it was just about to make that jump. And it was just great to have him be the person to do it. It's just so sad that we lost him.
Yes. Yeah, you know, and that was an unexpected one too. I remember thinking, like, damn, he just got famous. Like, wow, you know.
Oh, you're telling me. I mean, he called. It was, I think, about a week before that. He called me at my birthday party. Puffy had thrown a birthday party for me, and at Justin's in New York, and Joey and Lil Kim and Puff and all of those guys were there. And Fat Joe handed me the phone, and Pun was on it. And his breath didn't sound well. He didn't sound well. And I was like, Pun, what's going on? And like, just happy birthday. I love you. I'm at the studio. Sorry I couldn't be there, but you know, if you're out this way, I'm out. And I could just tell that he's just uncomfortable. And then 2 or 3 days later, 4 days later, 5 days later, whatever it was just really, really sad.
Wow. You know what I'm saying? And this is these stories and more we got to get into on the show, man. This is incredible stuff, you know. It's all good. Nah, it's all good, man. Like I said, I had the opportunity to chop it up with you and to hear a lot of this firsthand, but I wanted to share that same conversation with the world because, you know, reading it in the book is one thing, but hearing it directly, hearing, you know, the viewpoints and the experience of just being there, man. You know, another thing that he talks about in the book that y'all might be interested in knowing is when Eminem was recording, what was it? My Name Is, right? He was there when he was a brunette. So, you know.
I mean, the first time I saw Eminem, Ray had invited me to the studio to hear a song. I didn't know what he was doing, but when I walked in his house, he had a whole studio in his house, and I looked to the left, and there's this little kid in there doing Freak and Dr. Dre's parts. So I'm shady, you bitch, and all that. I looked at Dre kind of like, the hell is going on here? And he's like, yeah, just trying to wake up. I looked at him like, you just did what?
And then now look at this dude.
Yeah, and then he goes, I need some advice. So I said, advice? And he goes, well, you know, he's cussing a lot. Da, 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 da. I don't know if radio's going to play him. And I said, let me be the judge of that. And he goes, how do I break the whiteboard? And I go, really? You're asking me that question? He said, yeah. So anyway, you tell me the story of SWA from beginning to end. I want to hear about Lonzo. I want to hear about what the room was like when he's Ebro and so close in the hood for a freaking Ice Cube. Tell me it all.
Man, and see, and this is all the stuff that y'all got to go and read because it's all in there, man. So, you know, before we give them too much, you know, of course we want to, of course, welcome them to the show. Demizra's, you know, bringing in the first episode of Dub CNN Radio. We also got a Demizra episode, pretty much.
Yeah,
you know, he's telling the stories from the book, and then we going down the discography of
the man. Y'all don't know who he is. We going to put you up.
You know, because the forum can be mean, you know,
usually.
So,
if,
you know what I'm saying? If they don't know who he is by now, you're going to know after this episode.
Why don't we just call it what it is? Damian Young, Young Damian Young. AKA The Mizza, the wackest rapper on the planet.
Wow. According to the forum.
Rolling in a jag, jean sag.
Catch me.
The label running shit, motherfuckers, baby, free. I keep it OG like a fucking OE. And my stopping grounds, 805
SB.
Miz took the muzzle off my mouth, now I'm back to talking shit. Your bitch on my dick, cause your beats is on a drought. Popping Valiums in my mouth. You sleeping on the couch while I'm in your bed with my hand up her blouse. I ain't with the drama, piss me off, I'll fuck your baby's mom. I'm hotter than a sauna, Mexican like enchiladas. Making hoes bounce like a 6'4 Impala. My drum kit so legit, make Dre wanna holler. Started at 16, 18, first hit. Owe it to the man who built Power 106. Hit the switch, that's three wheel motion. West coasting, smoking till I'm floating. Pussy, huh. Hey. I ain't for the drama.
Huh. Hey.
I ain't for the drama.
Huh. Hey.
I ain't for the drama.
Huh. Hey.
I ain't for the drama.
Huh. Hey.
I am fucked up, homie. Hey, Miz, I told you, dog, I fucking lost it. I'ma do me, whoever doesn't like it, fuck y'all. Come on. Third verse gets worse, shit hurts. Putting on a beating on these rappers, bring the hearse. And all these whack producers, man, we lay them in the dirt. No competition in my vision, I am first. On my grind like day and night, I stay high. Pills, 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 motherfucker, I am ill. Sick like cancer sticks in some shit. Life's a gamble, sniffing lines the size of fucking candles. The drama, you can keep it, but I ain't scared of some street shit. Semi-auto clip on my hip is on my wish list. Scratch that, we in $3 million studios, with me at my feet.
What?
Smoking Cali green, Von Zippers cover my eyes, I'm so fly. You might think I'm a plane in the sky, it's my time. Just take this line and rewind. Matter of fact, take this Oxycontin till you rot.
Hey.
I ain't for the drama.
Huh. 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 Hey.
I ain't for the drama.
Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. All Day Barbershop Hangarouter Guy.
Mr. All Day Barbershop Hangarouter Guy.
At the barbershop, you get all the latest in politics, sports news, and neighborhood gossip. The only thing you don't get, a haircut.
I'm letting it grow.
The moon landing, the birth of your children. You'll always remember where you were, because you were always at the barbershop.
Cherish memories.
You seem to know just about everything, except when to go home.
Home is where the wife is.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, oh champion of the chit-chat, because you'll always be a cut above the rest.
What's that jar of blue stuff?
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Yo, what's up? This your homie Ice Cube, the West Coast Warlord, the Grand Wizard. And you know what I'm doing. I'm checking out Dub CNN.
Yeah. I just got paid. It's Friday night. Party's jumping. I feel so high. Y'all found gangsters. We at it again.
What you got? Know something for me. Show me what you got. Do something for me. Who got the hand? Who got the bud? Stash, slash, hazel hash. Hit me with the world, dog. Kick them cuffs on your girl, dog. I'm a major majority of this party. Gangsta party, corrupt young god. Cause ain't nothing else to do. And when Friday hit, my day hit. See, it's all left up to you. It's your choice. We corrupt step up to you. You.
I just got paid. Friday night, party's jumping,
poppin',
poppin'. I'm feeling so high. Northbound gangsters, we at it again. Party's poppin',
three and four,
beginning to win.
Ain't nothing else for me to do besides dip. Rolling
through it, homie, like it just ain't shit. Now that I'm here, where you at? Front to up, down the back, round the front, round the back. Okay, let's say you can do it your way, I'ma do it my way. Project the borough, today to tomorrow. Escapade to parade, expressway to highway, the freeway to tri-state, 101 to 405, turnpike to 95. This is how I ride. Saturday's always the best for me, cause the whole day ain't nothing but rest for me. I got ladies hitting me cause they just wanna chill. The perfect requirements in a safe environment. Like, what's that popping at the top of the hill? It's always popping like hits and dills.
I just got paid Saturday night. The party's poppin', feelin' so high. Dropout gangsters, we at it again. The party's jumpin', from beginning to end.
Sunday nights and it ain't no fights, and the homies just gathered up at the doghouse. And everything was straight, it was 2008. Like a dream with our wives and everything fine. And he started blowin' on the mic.
And Butch,
he started blowin' on the mic. He started blowing on a mic.
Dropout gangsters all day and all night. I just got paid. It's Sunday night. The party's jumping. I feel so high. Dropout gangsters, we at it again. The party's popping.
And live on the line, as promised, we have the one and only Young Damian Young.
Yeah.
DeMizza in the house. What's going on, man?
What's going on, bro? How you doing?
Oh, man, everything's everything. Had to get you on the show, of course. Everybody knows about the book, but it's nothing like hearing it from the man himself. And, of course, I'm talking about Guilty by Association. It's out there right now. Everybody can read it for free. But I was actually going to buy it, you know, but... I gave it up for free, so I was like, that's even better. So, you know. Exactly, I hear you. So, you know, jumping into it, man. Of course, you know, there was a controversy with the book. There was the cease and desist orders, and there's the, you know, all the stuff that had gone on before the book actually even dropped. And since it dropped, of course, I know you got a lot of positive feedback, mine being one of them. I wanted to know, you know, what was the response from, you know, a lot of the industry people that were named in the book? Have you heard back from any of them at all, or has that response been good?
Yeah, I heard a bit. I mean, it was kind of funny because at first they were like, what's in that book?
Right.
You know, and now they're like, oh, damn, homie, thank you.
Right.
You know, I mean, it is what it is, man. I've gotten, you know, it's weird, like, even the Mariah fans are being nice to me now. I mean, I think they're starting to realize, I mean, even today we were dealing with a press problem where I did an hour and a half interview with Splash News, and they didn't use any quotes from it.
Wow.
Zero of what I said, and then just put out that I'm releasing intimate pictures of us.
Wow. And then if anybody read the book, they would see that it's not anything inappropriate.
Well, and that's what killed me about the media thing, and the cease and desist and all that. Here's Dave, hold on,
Yeah.
The thing that kills me about it is, you know, they get these, I don't know, they get their information, and then they pick words that they can paste together and turn it into something that'll make people read their magazine.
Oh yeah, it's all sensationalized.
Yeah, it don't really matter what you say, they'll edit it and cut it up in a way to make it what they want to make it.
Well, and that's the way it started. I mean, when we did the very first press release, it was going to be a tell-all on Dr. Dre on all their urban sites, and then it was going to be a tell-all on Mariah on all the pop sites.
Right.
It couldn't be farther from the truth.
You know, but it does make for an interesting read, the the parts that I liked were actually at the end of the book, where you had the stories about, you know, Pac and B.I.G. and Irv Gotti, and then you saw the picture of the autographed B.I.G. photo and all that. It was dope, man. It was a page turner for me. I didn't really put it down until I finished it. It took me about 2 days, but I got it done all in one setting. And you know, I'm thinking it was the same for everybody who read it. But you know, we're gonna dive into more in the book too. But also, you know, this episode actually commemorates a lot of your work in the business. You know, we have a lot of your music actually on the show, so wanted to make it all about you, so you can you know, we can get into a lot of the stories behind the music, because I'm really into that. I'm a musical historian buff type of dude, so I would hope the listeners can enjoy that same kind of thing. So we got a lot of stuff on here. A lot of them are big hits. A lot of them are some rare unheard classics or some bonus tracks. But we're going to get into all of that, man. So with that being said, the first one we're jumping into is actually a joint you produced for the West Side Connection called Lights Out. Featuring,
now, which version are you playing?
This is the one off the album. Unfortunately, it's not the one you prefer. It's the one off the album. I had to do some digging, but I don't think I could have found the other one.
Well, the other one is on the Ghetto Gutter and Gangster soundtrack.
Ah, okay. I see. I should have got at you beforehand before I went and picked them. But
no, it's all good. Hey, you know, it was my first record with Ice Cube, so
that is cool. You know, I chill with y'all though, but fuck the Mizzle. I don't even give a fuck about that nigga. That nigga can't hit none of my weed. He can't drink none of my hen. Matter of fact, if I see him in traffic, even though y'all fuck with him, it's on.
Relax. All wrong. This is for the cheating me. Let's go.
Let's go.
Get your party on with me. Let's
get it cracking on this motherfucker.
I'll give you everything you need.
What up, dude? On the mic, I've been a demon since semen. Hey, you screaming, oh mama. Here come that young Osama with that Al-Qaeda drama. Fuck no, it's the Dalai Lama with that Westworld order. Now MCs bow down and treat me like Yoda. When they catch me in the corner at the club, like nigga what, they throw up the dub. So you can tell Samuel L. I'ma keep acting. You can even tell that motherfucker Jesse Jackson. Pay your child support, keep your payments up, put a rubber on, and don't fuck with us.
Relax, all wrong. This is for the G in me. Let's go. Get your party on with me. Lights out. I'll give you everything you need and more.
And don't fuck with us. Come on, trick. Mac trill up in the rack, Chevy later axe and crumble green on a zigzag and lace it with hash. I keep a 9mm cocked and ready to blast. So when the funk jump off, a nigga ready to smash. I drink my yak out the bottle, I don't fuck with a glass. And I ain't said tripping dog, that's a thing of the past. And I stay in good shape so my stamina lasts. And put hands on a motherfucker about my cash. I was a stick up kid, I snatch a chain and dash. And if the pawn shop wanted it, I downed it fast. Or I'm creeping through your window, breaking out your glass. And then I rob the whole party looking through a ski mask. Come on.
Yeah. All wrong. This is for the G in me. Let's go. Get your party on with me. Lights out. I'll give you everything you need.
From the land of the Lakers, bird breakers and pollen petals, where we chop dollars with those and sombreros. Yeah. It's the checker hoe when the cutlass chicken dough. So ghetto, the best rapper, bro. Ball gritty with a crew of hawks with me. Yeah. And VIP off of Mad Dog 2020. Dub C chunking up the 23rd alphabetical. Still Swiss hanging like a testicle. Lick one, two, to the nose, my bumper's wiser. Take a picture, trick my foes, posing like the Heisman. I'm burning money, trying to slide something in your tummy. What? Leave your panties gummy. Yeah. Have you walk your funny? Trick.
All wrong. This is for the G in me. Let's go.
Motherfucker.
Get your body on with me. Lights out. I'll give you everything you need.
Yes.
And more.
Yeah.
Smoking hell, playing G-Crunk sounds. There's no problems when you're right.
so I drop the top. I can't stop looking cause she's so hot. I can't wait till darkness falls. Today she decided I'm gonna get things drunk. So excited was anticipation. She glanced at my crush and saw such inflation. Baby, I'm digging on you, but right now let's just cruise. Cruising, just me and you. And later on, ain't no telling what we gon' do. Cruising all day long. Long as we together, ain't a damn thing gon' go wrong.
I was chilling in the park on a Sunday afternoon, blowing OG Kush, bumping the oldie tunes. Got me a Hina, so I hop in my low rider, tipping three wires, chrome hydraulics, gold flake paint. Homie, what you think? Pass me the goose or a Heineken to drink. Got my fade on, gotta keep me in the zone. Take this chick home, turn off the phone and bone. Get her out of thong, hit it, then I'm gone. Can't stay too long, I only got one night. You're lucky you could be with me tonight. Find Mamacita, only in Califa.
Cruising, just me and you. And later on, ain't no telling what we gon' do. Cruising, all day long. Long as we together, ain't a damn thing gon' go wrong. Baby, let's cruise.
Stop, grab a bite to eat, and check into a hotel. Walk along the beach, have a nightcap in the suite. Crumble up the leaves, start tearing up the sheets. You're a dime and you're fine, I'm feeling so high. I'm losing track of time, but I don't mind. We're cruising.
Cruising, just me and you. And later on, ain't no telling what we gon' do. Cruising, all day long.
If you're a homeowner age 62 or older, listen to this. You may be eligible to receive tax-free income and eliminate your mortgage payments. It's all through a government-insured program called a reverse mortgage. And now, you can get a free guide that tells you how. It's offered by One Reverse Mortgage, and it's yours free by calling 1-888-444-7511. The federal government created reverse mortgages specifically to make your retirement easier. They can help you stay in your home and turn your home's equity into tax-free income. income. You'll never make another mortgage payment. Find out more about this government program and get your free guide. Pick up the phone right now and call 1-888-444-7511. Find out why millions of Americans are considering reverse mortgages. There's no obligation. Equal housing lender not available in all states. Call now. 1-888-444-7511. That's 1-888-444-7511. Call 1-888-444-7511.
Welcome back to the Dub CNN Hip Hop Report. East and West Coast hip hop at its finest. It's your boy Scott Taylor, aka ST the Specialist, checking in with the end of year. My top 5 song picks for the year 2011 got to be Super Bass by Nicki Minaj, Niggas in Paris by Jay-Z and Kanye West, Novocaine by Frank Ocean, Tony Montana by Future, and I'm On One by DJ Khaled, Drake, and Rick Ross. My top 5 mixtapes this year gonna be that Machine Gun Kelly tape, Lace Up, that Statement 2 tape by Ace Hood, that Marathon 2 tape by Nipsey Hussle, and that Nuvado Slime Flu tape. My top 5 picks for album of the year got to be The Carter 4 by Lil Wayne, Take Care by Drake, The Red Album by The Game, Cold World, Sideline Story by J. Cole, and Pink Friday by Nicki Minaj. Alright, moving on, the top digital download this week is Sexy and I Know It by LMFAO. At the number one spot for rap songs this week is Niggas in Paris by Jay-Z and Kanye West. And taking over at number one is Jeezy's new Hustler's Ambition album. And shout out to Jeezy, whose album debuted at number one this week. Also shout out to Reach Around Radio on LA Talk Live and the whole Foxhole crew on Sirius XM 98. Shout out to the Conga Room at LA Live. Matter of fact, big up to all the artists who really kept it up this year in 2011. Shout out to Ludacris, Slaughterhouse, Jay-Z, Kanye West, Rick Ross, Drake, MGK, Meek Mill, Mac Miller, J. Cole, Nicki Minaj, French Montana, Ace Hood, Wiz Khalifa, Big Sean, Wale, Future, T.I., Lil Wayne, Frank Ocean, The Game, Tyga, Chris Brown, just to name a few. Looking back, 2011 was a busy year in hip-hop. We saw the release of the Carter 4, we saw the return of T.I., we saw the NBA lockout, we saw the Watch the Throne tour, we saw the record set for highest grossing hip-hop song by a female rap artist with Nicki Minaj's Super Bass. We saw the release of Cold World, Take Care, The Red Album. Looking forward to checking out new work from these artists. Shout out to Ace Hood, Big Sean, Wale, and Future, who really went in this year. Also shout out to French Montana, YG, LMFAO, Waka Flocka, and Young Chris, who also saw hit singles in 2011. And now once again, I'd like to thank the Dub CNN for allowing us this time to talk hip hop. If you have any comments or submissions, please email me directly at stspecialist@gmail.com. Again, that's stspecialist@gmail.com. It's your boy Scott Taylor, and it's the final 2011 edition of the Dub CNN Hip Hop Report at dubcnn.com. West Coast hip hop at its finest.
Yeah. What would you do?
Baby Ree, baby Ree.
Had another love. So what would you say? Had another love. What would you do?
Keep it moving, keep it, keep it.
Had another love. What would you say?
Come on.
Had another love.
Simplistic or pimp to rub off your lipstick. Industry misfit, rich and can spit. I'm kicking my game without saying a name. Off the fame, but Dame love the game. So selective and sweet, I can sense you're in heat. I can tell by the way your ass twist in my seat. Cutest f***ing feet, don't f*** them up on the street. Cause I gotta let you go if you keep tripping, yo.
What would you do?
I told you I
had another love.
Keep it moving.
What would you say?
Gotta keep it, keep it moving.
What would you do?
Yeah,
you gotta play,
keep it, keep it, keep it moving.
What would you say?
Nate,
Nate, Nate, Nate, Nate. And I look through your eyes,
yeah, yeah.
When you're holding my hand, it feels like my
home.
So I'm saying bye-bye.
Good, a player sitting vacant. I couldn't take it. I knew
we wouldn't make it.
Yeah.
I would die if I said I don't wanna see your face again. Cause girl, I still feel we could be friends.
Yeah. Bitch,
tell me,
what would you do?
Tell me what
if I told you I had another love?
Keep it moving.
What would you say?
What if I told you
I
gotta carry, keep it moving.
What would you do? That was Mariah Carey, MZA, and Nate Dogg. And you know, a lot of people don't even know where to find that record. I myself had to do some digging, but I knew it was out there.
I mean, the internet has everything.
Oh yeah, it even has albums that people don't intend for you to hear. Like with the invention of, you know, the mega uploads and all that stuff, you can catch people's masters going back and forth to and from labels, you know, if you dig hard enough.
Yeah, you know, and that's something that was a real trip, like, way back in the day. I mean, we went from having to take 2-inch tapes that were, you know, weighed 10, 15 pounds on airplanes to another country to do vocals. Now all you have to do is email the session. But it's weird technology on both levels. One, you can do anything, but anybody has access to anything.
Right, exactly. There's no real security.
Find out exactly where someone's at just by looking at their Facebook. You
exactly.
Know what I mean?
I knew a partner whose house got robbed doing that. He let everybody know he was gone. And,
I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean to rob him.
You know what I'm saying?
He just had a gang lead.
I would have got him too. And let's see, since we talking over this Nate Dogg instrumental, I know that you and him were real close and you guys worked together a lot.
Rest in peace.
Exactly.
Rest in peace, yes. Big Nate Dogg. Somebody love, I'll miss you.
You know what I'm saying? And I know that you would give Dub CNN like updates when you'd go see him. And, you know, how was it, you know, coming from working with him and then seeing him kind of in those final stages, man?
Well, I mean, it was sad. But at the same time, you know, I caught a little bit of flack for that. You know,
yeah?
I caught a little bit of flack for saying something about his condition. But the trip is I talked to his mom. You know, I said specifically to CNN, you know, they don't know what's going on, and a lot of the fans and all that want to know. So she gave me permission to say it. Now, the words that I chose to say, I mean, on an offshoot, I just gave, I was talking to Rudd or somebody, and I just said kind of an offshoot of it, of, you know, this is my personal experience with him, but it ended up printing the whole thing.
I mean, I thought it was good because, you know, a lot of people knew that, you know, he was down, but they didn't know to what extent. And I thought it was at least an honest, you know, overview of the situation, and fans could really respect that, if anything, you know?
Well, and I didn't go into too much detail of exactly what his condition was because that wasn't my business.
Right.
But at the same time, I gave my personal feeling of the fact that I always felt that he supported me no matter what. And I guess I just, in my choosing of words, people got upset at that. But I mean, and some people got upset because they thought, you know, hey, that should have been a member from the Dog Pound making that statement. And I was just like, dude, no one said anything.
Right.
And me as a fan and a friend.
Right.
You know, I want to know what's up.
Exactly.
What's up?
And, I mean, you know, it was appreciated on my end. I, you know, I remember
all the fans appreciated.
Oh yeah, all the fans. I remember when the news had passed that he had died. You know, I was actually working on an episode for the Dub CNN radio show, and I had to scrap the whole thing and do a tribute to Nate Dogg. And as a testament to Nate, that was one of our highly rated shows. I mean, that had like some crazy thousands of downloads overnight, you know, because everybody had that amount of respect for him, man.
He's the ultimate quintessential cult cult superstar.
Yes, sir.
Like, I guarantee you, as the years go on, he's going to have Bob Marley's.
Yeah. You know, I think that definitely what he did, it can't be duplicated. So, you know, we're actually going to jump into later on in the show one of the hits that he helped craft with you, which is the joint with Shade Shice, Where I Want to Be. And right now we're actually going to jump into the I Still Believe remix with Mariah and Da Brat and Crazy Bone. And
Yeah,
we're going to catch up with you. And y'all stay tuned.
Where it all started.
Loving nothing to my last breath. I only believe in what's possible. You ain't none of my me or me, go my friend. Nigga in the dugout, pretending to be unstoppable. Lose the ego, get in the way of my guns, and they don't got no problem dropping you. The best thing for you to do is run, cause I'm planning on popping you. I gotta live my life, the misery. Or the brat don't get no sunshine.
More than mine. no matter what they say to me.
To talk shit,
where I'm from,
we prone to lick shots. Now dog pound gangsters put me up on game. Now that I'm here, a lot of shit gon' change. Mr. Quick to buy a chain, Mr. Let the chain hang. Showing off the broads, I'm Mr.
Quick to get the bang.
Now you might catch shites getting bitten every coast. Still the nigga with the heat, getting rid of every coast. Still fucking with Miz, we run triz when we bored. And you know I got the X, 20's what they hitting for. See me if you wanna score, cause I got what you need. Or you can see me at the club, tinted SUV. Getting in for free, I'm about to make my name known. Shites full of heist in this bitch just to get it on board.
With my loved ones, smoking on some weed. You got chronic, won't you light it up?
Check this out.
You see how I figure this thing.
We can
all take over this game.
If we
come together, do this shit right.
We can
all have a piece of the pie.
You know
how I figure this out.
I just
took a little trip down south.
Soon as
I set foot off the plane,
it was
just like a family thing.
You know
the gangsters hard to deceive.
So I
took a little trip to the east.
I'm not
slow, so I can't wait for the game.
I'm not
broke, so I'm in bulletproof everything.
When I
touch down and act like I think,
they ain't
tripping off nothing but fame.
So I
quickly dispose of my shame.
If we
ain't got us, nigga, where I wanna be? Right here with my loved ones, smoking on some weed. You got chronic, won't you light it up?
Yeah, show me something I ain't never seen. A step in the house party with a gangster lean. Dog pound gangsters, we striking back again. Ready to ride in the lack again. Giving it up for T-Boz and Mac 10 for doing it. This ain't nothing but a gangster reunion. New York and California, the places to be. Nate Dogg and Corrupt broadcast for free. We at the dog house, where the dogs at. You wanna get with me, baby, meet me in the back. Young Damian Young, this is number two. Riding out, baby, doing what we wanna do.
Right here with my loved ones, smoking on some weed. You got chronic, won't you light it up? This is where I wanna be. Right here with my loved ones, smoking on some weed. You got chronic, won't you light it up? This is where I wanna be. Right here with my loved ones, smoking on some weed. You got chronic, won't you light it up? Wanna be